Blog Talk Radio.
Still not confident about which used car to buy?
Nope.
Why not ask the most confident person you know?
My old high school coach. This one's got talent, toughness, the will to win.
Let me coach you on this. Just say, show me the Carfax value. You'll get the most accurate price based on the vehicle's accident history. Look for me and stop overpaying. Shop at the all-new Carfax.com.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
That is often rushed from one holiday to the next. It is important to remember that gratitude should be a constant attitude, not just during the holiday season. Giving thanks 24/7 means acknowledging the small blessings in life, appreciating the people who make a difference, and finding joy in everyday moments. It's about being grateful for the challenges that help us grow and remembering to say thank you, even when it feels like no one is listening. Let this be a reminder to cultivate gratitude all year long and to spread positivity wherever we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to thank you all for tuning in to our 3000 presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC, live from Lagos, Nigeria on the WBNN Network. I want you guys to call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation live with me, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shawnee, and the 2023 Waddell Award recipient right here on the WBNN. And the legacy continues. Tonight, our topic is giving thanks 24/7, 365, not just during the holiday season. From under the bridge to the boardroom and beyond, with my special guest, Blossom Rogers, of our live featuring iconic Grammy Award winning popular music vocalist Bill Whistler. But before we dive into conversation with Blossom, I have a special guest that I must honor live on air tonight. I cannot leave 2023 without honoring this queen. Been there with me on these highs, lows, the good and bad. She's traveled and stood beside me and with me. No matter when I called, she's always answered and showed up with bells on. Stephanie Johnson writes, the peculiar Prince Stephanie Johnson writes, with grace and charm, she's truly impressive. A woman of substance, a shining light, guiding others with her wisdom and insight. Her heart so pure, her spirit so strong. She conquers challenges no matter how long. A trailblazer, paving her own way, regal elegance. She stands tall, empowering others to break down each wall. Her uniqueness, a beacon in the dark, showing the world it's okay to embark. Stephanie Johnson writes, a name that will ring through time and space, her praises were sing. A remarkable soul, a true royal gem. Thank you, dear princess, for being our new thing. Stephanie Johnson Rice, are you there?
Can you hear me, love?
I can hear you. You're kind of low, but I can hear you.
All right, I'll get closer. Can you hear me better now?
I can. How are you tonight?
I am wonderful. Listen, first of all, I need a copy of that. That was so dope, Angela. I want to thank you for having me on the show. I want to thank you for working me with time frame since I'm headed to work. And I want to thank you for being the queen of collaboration, not just from Anderson, South Carolina, but all the way across the globe. Baby, and you ain't even done yet. But thank you so much for having me.
thank you. Thank you for stopping by. I could not end this year without honoring you. I tell you, it's a saying, you got to give flowers while they can smell it. So I wanted to give you your flowers. You know, it took me moving to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, for us crossing paths when we lived in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. But I'm grateful because every time I've called on you, you've been there. So I just wanted to honor you on tonight. We have a track, and after we play this track, we will be right back. And this is our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, this jockey and shrinee, the Honeybee Olasky.
My friend, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff. Use me up until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. You just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes that's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people, and then you act real rude to me. But oh baby, 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 when you love me I can't get enough. And I wanna spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you using people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you're using me, cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Walking in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Stephanie, I want to stand by and sharing with us on tonight. I wanted to honor you But I want you to tell those that are tuned in exactly who you are so they have an idea of this woman that I wanted to honor on tonight.
Can you hear me clearly?
All right. Hey, Angela, again, thank you for the invite. I am Stephanie Johnson Rice out of the small town but electrifying city of Anderson, located in South Carolina. So I tell myself that that's why I'm so electrifying. I am an author, a motivational speaker, a pastor, published model, published boutique, publicist, publisher. I'm a spoken word artist. It's a lot of things that I have on my plate at this time, and it's all good. It's all fine. I just flow in whatever arena I'm sent to. But that's what I have going on at the moment, which will expand into 2024 into a documentary regarding my book, Therapy. Again, it's a little bit of music, a little bit of film. So, yeah, Angela, that's what I got in my bag right now, baby.
Wow. Well, I definitely, I'm excited about all that you're doing. I just look at your growth. I just look at how you just stepped out on faith and have not looked back, excited about the things that God is doing in your life. I just had to just bring you on. This is my last show. And I know you're on your way to work. I appreciate you stopping by. How can people follow you and support you? Because I know that you're going to be gracing the runway in New York and, is it not Paris?
Paris, yes. I am.
I'm saying you are a trailblazer in so many ways for the kids of Anderson, South Carolina. Shout out to Anderson, South Carolina.
Now that
my hometown.
Yes.
I'm thankful for you for being that trailblazer, because I'm telling you, growing up, we didn't have a lot of opportunities, and I'm grateful that we did not allow anything to stop us, that we looked outside the box and growing up.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm excited. So please, before you leave, tell everybody how they can reach out, how they can support you, how they can follow you, and how they can check you out.
Okay, well, I will give my number first, which texting is the quickest way to reach me, and it is 864-762-1485. That's 864-762-1485. My email is peculiarprincess, and the number is 2019@gmail.com. On social media, on Facebook, I am Stephanie Johnson Rice, my name. And on Instagram, I am @peculiarprincess. So please feel free to follow me, to support, to even join in the endeavors. We still take on models. I do pageants as well, traveling the world, doing some pageants. So I would be excited to build a squad that will take over the world. That's my goal. Every day I wake up, like on that cartoon Animaniacs, what are we going to do today, Stephanie? We are going to take over and dominate the world, step by step.
Wow. Well, I'm excited for you, and I cannot wait to see you in film. I can't wait to see all the things that God is doing for you. Again, thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. Now we have a track by International. This jockey, Brother O.
I don't want you on my mind all the time.
And that was a track by iconic Grammy Award winning popular music vocalist Bill Withers. Allow my guests to come up. I want to share this poem that I wrote for her. It's called A True Survivor, Blossom Rogers. In the face of darkness, a spirit so bright, Blossom Rogers, true survivor, shines with might. Through trials and battles, she carries on, a testament of strength, resilience, and beyond. In her eyes, you see a sparkle so rare, a flame that burns, refusing to despair. She weathered storms, both inside and out, remains unyielding, no doubt. With each obstacle, she finds strength to rise, defying the odds, reaching for the sky. Her will to live, an unbreakable threat, an inspiration to all, where hope is free. In the depth of her being, igniting a passion for life lessons learned. She blooms like a flower despite the pain, a symbol of inner strength. She will never waver. Blossom Rogers, a name that echoes resilience, a true survivor, teaching us endurance and brilliance. May her story inspire, may her spirit thrive, for she's shown us the beauty of being alive, a true survivor.
Hey, girl, what's going on? What's going on, girl?
How are you?
You know what? I'm taking one day at a time. No matter what's going on, I'm giving God all the glory. And I'm going to say hallelujah anyhow.
I tell you, you have an amazing story. And you are definitely a survivor, a true survivor. And when you reached out, I had to have you on. This is my last show. I said, I got to get her on before the end of the year. Because there's so many people that during this season, just a little piece and grab hope to a little piece or a little nugget of all that you have endured. I just feel like they will have some hope and they'll be able to get through this holiday season because you've
Amen.
Endured some things and you've been through some things from under the bridge to the boardroom and beyond. That title, it's your life. It's your journey. Please. Share your story. Who is
Well, first of all, I'd like to give God all the glory and the honor because of him, I'm able to do it. Not nobody else. I can't take the credit because if it was up to Blossom, I would still be up under the bridge, probably still be out there smoking crack. But God, second of all, I'd like to thank you for being obedient and saying yes when I asked, could I come on your show? And to anyone who's listening out there tonight, I thank God for you for even wanting to click on because you could have been doing anything else. But I'm not going to take up your time. I'm not here to gossip, but I'm just telling you about the gospel. I'm telling you about the God that brought me out. I want somebody to hear me very well. I'm not perfect. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. But I'm not soft, like my little sister says. When you can be true to yourself, you can be true to anybody else. One thing about me, I'm not ashamed of nothing I've been through. If I did it, I did it. If I didn't, I didn't. So tonight I want to tell my story. And everything I'm saying is what Blossom did. I'm not here to judge anybody because I don't have a hell nor a heaven to put you in. But I'm just telling you about what God has done for me, doing, and will be doing. So first of all, my name is Blossom, Blossom Rogers, and I would love to get a copy of that, and I thank you so much. Blossom is my name. I'm the proud mother of 3 grown sons, 13 grandbabies, and 3 great-grand. God has blessed me. I am the author of 4 books, From Under a Bridge 1, From Under a Bridge 2, And They Laugh, and When They Laugh. I want somebody to hear me real well because we got 2 kinds of laughter. Are they laughing with you or at you? So my first book, one thing I want you to know, is 2 M words that African-Americans don't like to talk about, and that's molestation and mental illness. A lot of us have been through the molestation. When I was coming up, growing up, whatever happens in mama's house stays in the house. But I want you to know we're just as sick as our secret, okay? First book, I talk about how I went through molestation. And I want somebody to know and hear my words and remember my words. It was not your fault. We were the children. So our abusers always make us and say it's our fault. But I want you to hear me real, real well. Look in the mirror tonight and say, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. The more you keep saying that, the more you'll be able to. Now, you're going to have to hurt in order to heal. You're going to have to go through some counseling, talking about the situation, because it just don't happen overnight. Each time God allows me to speak, it's more and more healing. So I don't want nobody to say, oh, she done got there. No, I'm still dealing, but I take it one day at a time. So in book number 1, I talk about my molestation, and then I talk about I want somebody to hear me well, too. We have to forgive. The forgiveness is not for them. The forgiveness is for us so that we can move on. For 19 years, I was out there in the streets smoking crack cocaine because what had happened to me. Now, don't get me wrong. I did a lot of things that I had no business doing. But when we know better, we should do better. So in book number 1, I talk about my molestation. I talk about how I got pregnant at an early age, because we think that babies keep a man. Matter of fact, my oldest son will be 41 on Friday. I talk about how I got married at an early age, thinking that my first husband, he was in the military. So I said money, travel can get away. But as we know, and as you will know, we cannot run from our problems. Sometimes we are the problem, okay? But I also talk about how I got involved with the guy who was already on crack. And I don't know why we think we can change other people when we have a 24/7 trying to change ourselves. And then we can't change ourselves. It takes God. Because that's what I was doing, trying to do things without God. In book number 2, book number 1, I still talk about how he started beating me and taking my money. And I said, if I can't beat him, I might as well join him. Because when you lose your childhood at a young age because of molestation or something that it don't even have to be molestation. It could be homelessness. Sometimes different other kind of traumas. And it just makes us want to fit in somewhere. That's what Blossom felt. I didn't know where I belonged. So I felt, and I used to think, and I don't think like this now, but I used to think that if a man didn't beat you, he didn't love you. I know somebody saying that's sick, but somebody out there going through it right now, you know. But we got to learn how to love ourselves. I'm not saying to be cocky or big-headed, but look in the mirror and say, I love you. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with encouraging yourself, because everybody's not going to pat you on the back and say you're doing a good job, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying where you got your head all up in the air and everything, but just love on yourself. That time. Sometimes when we go through situations, we don't think we can live alone. I used to think like that. But right now, I'm living alone. I'm loving it. I'm able to walk around my holy gown on. And if I pass some gas, I just flip on open. It's just because I'm free. So tonight, I want somebody just to be free. So in book number 2, I talk about how I've been to prison. My prison number is 589931. I went to prison. I was chopping trees. I'm originally from Florida, so that's where all my addiction happened. I also talk about how I had a man to leave me for another man. And this man, this brother was fine.
Ooh, wee, you getting deep.
Yeah. That's what it's about.
Gotta learn to love yourself. Gotta learn to
you
love
better.
Yourself. We getting deep now. We got a caller. We got a caller in queue, and then we're going to jump back in. We got caller number one in queue, and it is the internet, the international internet radio hall of fame broadcaster, lifetime achiever, Jerry Petito. Welcome, Jerry. How are you?
Hello. I'm okay, ladies. Hello, hello to both of you. Hello to you, Angela. Hello to Blossom. You're taking my breath away. First off, I publicly want to congratulate you again, Angela, for what you've achieved in the Hall of Fame. You deserve it, girl. Okay? I just had to say that again. But everything you've gone through and your story is off the charts as well. But Blossom, you gave your age. Did I hear you right? Did I misunderstand? Are you in your 40s?
No, baby. I'll be 58 next month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My daughter.
My daughter's 43, and when I thought I heard. Okay, thank God I misheard that. Your story. I mean, first of all, God is good, and you know, He brought you through everything, and He brought me through everything, and He brought Angela through everything. And listening to you, I got tears in my eyes. And when you said you used to think if a man did not love it beat you, he didn't love you. I do counseling as well. I'm a recovery coach as well, and women actually have said those things to me. And hearing you say it publicly, I'm so happy because someone out there needed to hear that. And God bless you for getting through everything you did and now being someone to help others that have gone through the same. So thank you. God bless you, both of you.
Let's keep in touch.
Listen, Angela can give you my info.
Okay, sweetie, gotcha.
Wow.
And thank
amazing.
You so much. Thank you
amazing.
So much.
God bless you.
You as well.
Before you leave, you have to tell everybody who you are.
You just did, girl.
Yeah, you have to do it. When can they hear you? When can they tune in and check you out?
All right. So hold on 1 second. I'm back in my office. I'll tell you the date of my next show. So, guys, I'm also the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumbass. And because 32 years ago, I was a dumbass, and 32 years later, through the grace of God, I'm a smart ass. Yes, the word ass is in the Bible at least 40 times, and it means donkey, ladies, and that's what I was. So I'm a recovery coach and nutritional health coach. You can reach me on Facebook as GERI, Jerry Petito. My website is www.jerrypetito.com. And my next show is pretty cool because I have interviewed this gentleman once before on a different network. His name is Mike Messner, and he has a documentary, Carefree Highway. And it's going to be really, really interesting listening to his story as well. So thank you both. And that show is Tuesday, January 9th, guys.
All right. But thank you for stopping by. Again, was Jerry Petito. She's a lifetime achiever and international internet radio Hall of Fame broadcaster. And she is an Anna Waddell Award recipient several years. They set the bar so high, I have no choice but to step up. So we have a track, and then we'll be right back with Blossom Rogers. So track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey and shrinee, Our Honeybee Olasky.
Mm-hmm.
just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me.
Walk In Purpose with Angela right here on the WBN. And, of course, you know you can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation live with Blossom Rogers. To you, Miss Blossom Rogers. I know this journey has not been easy, and I know that you have training that you have to get to, and we don't want to be long on tonight, but I know you've been through a lot. You've endured a lot. I want to know, where did you get the strength and determination to overcome and to bounce back the way that you have? Because I've been checking you out, and I see the resilience. I know it's God, but where, outside of God, where did you get this strength and will? Because I know everything we do is through God. I know in the midst of my mess, I grew up in the church. I always knew God was there. I knew the word. I knew all of that. But I just something just clicked in me one day. What was that clicking point? What was that thing that you that clarity, that bell that went off in you and said, okay, now let me move out the way and let God.
I was back and forth to jail, rehabs, prison, homosexual life. I did everything out there but slept with an animal. And that was just a yet, because if the dope boy would have said, Blossom, I'll give you a hit of crack if you sleep with that dog, I would have. That's how bad a crack I was. I'm not ashamed of nothing I've been through. Nobody can try to shame me. Yeah, you have people that try to throw your past back up. But, it, as long as God has forgiven me, that's what matters. I was facing some time. I had got back in some trouble, and I was facing some time. The same judge who sentenced me to prison was the same judge on the seat that day. But I'm going to tell you about the God I serve. I walked out of there scot-free. It wasn't because of me. It was because of God. He touched the judge's heart. I started going to church with my family, and I remember being in church. I felt so happy. You know, just it was something that I can't explain. I was going to church faithfully, going to work, was trying to be a mother because I was an unfit mother, but I thank God for my mother and my great-grandmother. They raised my sons. And for anybody who's out there, y'all, once we apologize, you don't have to continue to keep. Don't never say sorry, because there's nothing sorry about you, and God wasn't sorry when he made you. Say, I apologize, or please forgive me. But once we apologize, we don't have to continue to keep saying it over and over again. So and then I end up backsliding. Got involved with the guy, and it got 7 times worse. So I was out there robbing people, driving the getaway car. I was doing stuff I had no thought or idea that I would do it. So this, I had been up for like 2 weeks, y'all. This ripping and running. But I wasn't getting high, you know what I'm saying? This was a different time. So I was in a crack house in Daytona Beach, Florida. I still have the clothes I had on that night, shirt, shoes, purse, and a pair of underwear. I don't know what I had on at the bottom because it might have been one of those nights, but I got them items still left because you have so many people saying, girl, if I was you, I would do this. I tell people if they can't wear my shoes mentally or physically, there's nothing you can tell me. You understand me? So especially for somebody who's never smoked dope, they have the audacity to tell you, I would do this. You ain't never smoked no dope. You ain't never stole from your children. You ain't never steal from your grandmama. You ain't never was an alcoholic. Unless you have been there, you cannot tell nobody nothing. You might have empathy for them, but you can't have sympathy. So at this time, I was in the crack house, and I had a piece of paper, and I took it out, and I started writing God a letter. Now, I still was smoking crack. You know, I have people say, you were smoking while you're talking to God. God already knew where I was. Just the same way he waited for the woman at the well, he waited for me, just like he's waiting for all of us out there. So I kept writing, and the young lady came in. She gave me another hit of crack. And I told her, I said, next time you see me, I'll be clean and sober. And she laughed. Remember them two laughs now? Are they laughing with you or at you? And I remember I got up, put the paper in my paper and pencil in my purse, and I walked out of that crack house. So I was on crack cocaine for 19 years, but by the grace of God, I have 19 years clean. So I went to treatment down in Miami. I didn't go back around to people, places, and things. Went to school, ended up getting remarried. And even though I'm clean and sober, you still gonna have life issues. Met my second husband in Miami, but he's originally from Alabama. We're divorced now due to love. And people say love. I said, yes, because he loved talking to other women, and he brought another woman in my home. Y'all, we have to make a decision. Are we going to live for God, or are we just going to lay down? You know, and I want something out like, I tell everybody, I do not want to die and have not lived. I don't know. I want you to catch that in the spirit as well. Because at times, y'all, we just existing. But we are here on this earth. We are supposed to be winning souls for the kingdom. And by doing that, telling our testimonies. If I wasn't ashamed when I was out there, I can't be ashamed now. I can't, if they pick it up and run with it, then if I put it on page 23, I don't care what people say or think about me because it's about me being healed, you know. So God bless it. We got the divorce, but I still didn't go back to getting high. First time buying a home, I lost that in the foreclosure, but I didn't go back to getting high. Brand new car was repo, but I didn't go back to getting high. So as long as I don't get high, as long as I don't drink, I'm good. Am I perfect? No. Is God still working on me? Yes. But I'm taking it one day at a time. You know, my bridge might not be yours, and your bridge might be not mine, but we all got a bridge. So then God blessed me to start with the book, and then God opened up doors where I started traveling. God blessed me with my own TV show. He's blessed me to be on Pastor Cliff O'Dowell's show, 5 projects with TBN. He's just been opening up doors. God has blessed me where God was a great team. And a lot of people ask me, do you have a PR person or a manager? No, I'm still a hustler, but I hustle for God. So the same way I used to knock on the dope boy doors at night, can I do this or do that for a hit or crack, is the same thing I do. I go in people's inbox that have shows and ask them, because I sold myself out there on the street, so I'm selling myself now to people to get on their show, telling you about what God has done for me. It's a process, y'all. So don't let nobody tell you what you cannot do. I've had people to spit on me, beat me, and told me I wouldn't amount to nothing but God. So now I work for the University of Alabama in research dealing with drugs and alcohol. God blessed me. Just got through doing my documentary with a great team. I love them so much. Daryl Hester and Tamela Coleman. And when she asked to do my documentary, I was honored, you know. So God bless it. I want to leave a legacy for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grand and great-grand and great-grand. Not just money, because I am a millionaire. But I want to leave them some knowledge, let them know no matter where you start, it's where you end. God has blessed me. I'm a nonprofit organization, which is called From Under a Bridge, Safe Haven Home for Women. I went before Habitat 8 years ago and was asking them, could they build me a home for women that want to stay clean and sober? Because if we don't have a safe place to go, we'll go back to the people, places, and things. So God bless it. Once I became a nonprofit, they couldn't build the home, but God touched their heart. They gave me some land. So I have my land, my blueprints, my building permit. I've been approved by God in the city. We get to house 6 women instead of 3 women. And so now I'm just waiting for God to give me the provision to get the home built. My next home will be tears from under the bridge, because I cried many tears under that bridge, and that'll be for women and children. My desire is to build homes all over the world. That's my desire. And anything that our heart desires,
wow,
is God's will, shall be done. I'm there at Kexico, folks. Ah, hello.
Wow.
I thank Kexico, Bob.
Wow. I'm just listening, like, from under the bridge to the boardroom and beyond. I'm listening to everything that you're saying. But guess what? We have caller number 2 in queue, and then we're going to be back with conversation. We're going to see what caller number 2 has to say. Caller number 2, if you would please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
But first, before we bring on caller number 2, Ms. Rogers, this is Dr. Ngozi. And, you know, of course, you heard the music I played tonight. And, of course, Bill Withers is off the chain when it came down, with probably a person that was so soulful and so smooth and mild that he was so soulful and you couldn't even catch, you know, the feeling of how he sang, because he's just so smooth, right? The reason why I'm coming and talking to you before we bring up to the first caller is I was an addict too, and I was a violent addict. I was a gangbanger, okay, before my bachelor's and my master's and my doctorate. I still represent California, still represent Nutty Block, you know, Crippin'. And God changed my life. Angie knows my story of the violent death of my cousin Vaughn, having his head blown off in front of my face, will change you. When you have your cousin who was alive and now his head's across the room and his body's on the other side of the room, it will change you. And for all the folks out there that go through, you know, violent situations, just like Blossom, I'm telling you that there is respite in God. And I am proof personified of that, because I changed my life 360. Because I could have been in San Quentin or Sixth and Green, right? We all know, you know, Sixth and Green. That's down below. And I'm very, very inspired. I think the international world is. Of your story. You know, young lady said she was spat on, beat on, went through situations, and still come out like pure gold. I said what I said. Now back to the program.
Amen. I receive that.
Amen. Caller number 2.
Hello. This is Evangelist Pamela Coleman. I am so blessed to have Blossom Rogers in my life. I'm so blessed to have met her. She's a Wonder Woman. I just want you to know, Blossom, I love you dearly, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing your story with me. We have, right now, it's about 2 years that we've known each other. And she shared a story with me on my podcast, and I was just thrown off by her story, as well as everyone that I've been listening to tonight. And this woman of God is a strong, resilient woman. And to hear her story and for her to carry her story all over to the world, to those, to anyone that will listen, is a pure blessing, because we have so many people that are hurting, so many people that are going through what she has gone through and are facing even right now. So I thank you so much, Blossom. I thank you so much for blessing me, for hearing your story, that I am also a part of your story and your history. As you go through this journey in life. I love you. I love you dearly, my sister.
I love you too.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
She is the director of the documentary. So I'm truly honored to be part of this team. When I tell you God will bless you with people that want to push you to your destiny and not pull you, I thank God for her and Daryl. And the best is yet to come. I tell people, don't sit down on us now. Don't sit down on us because it's coming. But I love you too.
Amen.
And I thank you for this. Thank you.
Amen. It's that season. It's that season to catch up with your destiny. And we have caller number 3 in queue. Caller number 3, if you would, please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Miss Angela, my friend. It's Ava Holly, and I'm calling from right outside Atlantic City, New Jersey. How are you tonight?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to hear your voice. Nights have been so rough for me, and I'm so glad I've been able, you know, was able to call in. Shout out to your guest, both of your guests, but your guest now, she's amazing. You are amazing. And Jerry took the words right out of my mouth. I wanted to say that, you know, it's so great that you're able to share your story because somebody out there needs to hear that and needs to know that there's hope. And then, of course, Brother O came on, Dr. Brother O, and said how inspired he was by you, and I feel the same way. And as along with Jerry, Miss Angela, I want to publicly congratulate you on all your recent accolades, and I'm so looking forward to getting together and seeing you sometime in the near future. So thank you for letting me enjoy your conversation.
Well, thank you. And Ava, if you would, before you leave, if you would please tell everyone who you are and how they can hear you.
Well, I'm also a host on this Story WBNN Network. My next show will be on the 20th, which will be my last show of the year. Oh, by the way, Angela, twice. I'm going to correct you just because your listening audience needs to know that this is not your last show. It's your last show of the year. When I heard you say that, I'm like, where's she going? It's not your last show, right?
No, this is the last show for 2023.
Right. That's what we needed to hear. So I want to make sure your listeners don't think you're leaving us.
Let's clarify that. I don't want nobody to think I'm going somewhere because I'm not going anywhere.
Thank God for that. I will be on December 20th.
Well, thank you for clarifying that.
Oh, no, you're welcome. I didn't want your listeners to think you were going away, including me. So I'll be on December 20th. I'm going to have a iconic fashionista on my show, The Casual Chat. So join us at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and thank you for letting me share that. God bless you both, and looking forward to talking with you ladies again.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, thank you for stopping by. Now, we have another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Disc Jockey and Shrine E. Ah, honey, be Olaf.
heart does a thumping and a skipping when I'm kissing mine. Put your foot on the rock and pat your foot, don't stop. Put your foot on the rock. Put your foot on the rock and pat your foot, don't stop. Put your foot on the rock.
Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. Y'all call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 and join the conversation. We got caller number 4 in queue. Caller number 4, if you would, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello? Can you hear me, Miss Angela?
Caller number 4. Hey.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Hello, Cheryl.
We can hear you, Cheryl.
Yes. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
How y'all doing? I just wanted to say, listening to your two guests. Testimony is powerful, number one, and you have so many women or men that go through what you're going through, but they scared to talk about it, and a lot of people are living behind closed doors. So it's truly a blessing to be up here to listen to you, Brother O, and everybody that's been up here for your powerful testimony. And just you telling it, number one, has helped so many. So I'm blessed to be up here. I love being up here. And I pray that God continue to bless you in every area of your life for your strength and for what you're doing. And I've just been really just enjoying the truth, number one. A lot of people, you know, they tell the glorified part, but they don't tell how they got to the part. They don't tell how they fell and what happened and how it happened. So Brother O and you, and congratulations, Miss Angela, and thank you all for sharing. To me, that's more powerful than anything. People need to hear when you fail and how God brought you back up, because we can all encourage each other when everything is on top. But hearing Brother O, I wouldn't have never knew that if you wouldn't have said that tonight. And then to hear you, my sister, like I said, I pray that God continue to bless you, and thank you for sharing your story, because somebody needs to hear. I might not went through what you went through, but trust me, I know a lot of people who went through what you went through. Some have not overcome, and some have. But thank you for giving your testimony, because that alone is powerful.
Wait a minute, Cheryl. I got to come on and say something to you. Wait a minute. For Blossom and Angie and your boy Olasky. Well, first of all, you know, us telling our stories tonight will help somebody. There's kids out there right now, definitely where I'm from. You know, I mean, you know, everybody knows I represent Compton, California. And you know that gangbanging is religion in this whole state of California. And we're trying to save our kids. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about Cheryl LeGrand right now. Blossom, let me introduce you to this person. This person is a survivor.
Yes, sir.
a survivor of a disease. I'm not putting it out there because that's what words are now. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that she's a survivor of certain situations. And she comes forth like pure gold. When you see this woman, you wouldn't even think she's sick or going through something. Cheryl LeGrand is one of my inspirations, and I never said that to her. But I'm gonna give you the flowers while you're still here, and you're going to be here a long time, Cheryl. I love you, man. You're an inspiration to me and a lot of other people, man. You keep doing what you're doing. New York, stand up. That's all I got to say. I said what I said.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you so much. Ms. Angela has given me an opportunity to shine in so many different areas. It's been nothing but God. So I thank you for that. And, yes, I continue to push because I have 3 children. And I just want to show our youth, it doesn't matter what you go through. It's not what you go through. It's how you go through the process to get to the next level. And I tell people all the time, it's not when you up that make you strong. It's when you're going through. And God allow us to be here that give us the strength. And it starts in our mind. If we don't believe in our mind, it does not matter what nobody else says. We got to believe in God. We got to have our mind changed. And, ma'am, you have a changed mindset. And that right there alone, God in your mind, brings a lot of us that we don't understand. So thank you all because y'all inspire me. So thank you. I'm humble and I'm grateful. Thank you all for sharing. Thank you all for the opportunities and all the platforms. I might can't get on everything, but I hear everything. So I love you, Miss Angela, and to you, my sister, you keep doing what you're doing, and to the other young lady, and to you. And that's what I wanted to say to you all tonight.
Thank you.
Amen. You know, my whole motto is be the change that you desire to see in this world. You know, we all have a journey. We all have a path that we all have to go. You know, even though we have the Bible, we still have to experience because what they experience, it's not going to be the same for us because this world has evolved. So, you know, even though we have a blueprint, we still have to go through because that is what molds us. That is what makes us into the individual that Jeremiah 29:11. Who he said
you
we
better
be.
Say something.
He already
you
know
better
the
say it.
He already knew what we was. He knew that this day would be this day. He knew how we would get here. And the point is, we had to go through so that we can be right here where he wanted us to be on this day. And see, somebody today needs to understand. We've been throwing that word. Hopi Cheryl is a part of that book that just dropped about hope, spreading hope. You, Blossom Rogers, and Cheryl, y'all one of the 20. See, God said 20. And see, what people didn't understand, see, everything that I do with purpose. See, 20 is half of 40. See, people don't understand when they originally went out in the wilderness, they was out in the wilderness running, wandering around like that out of their own will. Because they wanted to murmur. They wanted to complain. They wanted to do that. See, it was only supposed to take them 20 days because of the choices that we made. See, he already mapped out our life for us. But see, we choose. He give us free will. And see, we choose. And we choose and we pick up and we make choices. So we have to deal with the consequences of the choices that we make. So it's that enduring and going through that resilience, that will and the will that would not let us quit because he knew that we could go through this. See, I often hear people say, he'll never put more on you than you can bear. He already know what you can bear because he made you. But
amen.
See, now you just need to understand that it's your character. He want to see how you going to endure. If you going to be the child that he said you were, you're going to be able to lead others. You're going to be able to be that person that he's called. Because, see, many are called, but only a few are.
That part.
And on this journey, I'm telling you, sometimes you got to go alone. But you're not alone because he said he would never leave you nor forsake you. Everything you need is already in you. Genesis 2 and 7 reminds you of that, that breath of life. When he breathes it in you, everything that you need. He said if you make your bed in hell, he'll be right there. But just because you make your bed there don't mean he's going to stay there with you. Now, he's going to be there, but he's not going to lay down and lay and wallow around with you. He already gave you the blueprint of how to get yourself up out of it. So now it's your choice. Hope. He said he would give us hope in the future. He give it to everybody. Jeremiah 29 and 11 reminds you of that. Nothing to harm you. He said only to prosper you. And when he dropped that word, hope in my spirit,
that
helping others prosper every day, kingdom at the end of the day. People ask how you do what you do and why you do what you do. Ain't about me. It's what he called me to, and I have to be obedient. So I'm glad you came in my inbox. I'm glad you was obedient and come in my inbox. Because tonight, somebody needed to know that they had hope and that hope was still alive.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for you on tonight. I want you to share with individuals how they can how they can reach you, how they can follow you, how they can support you, how they can stay connected with you.
Wait a minute, Angie. I want Blossom to stay on here a little while. No, we ain't doing that. We're going to the track next. We'll keep Blossom on here. Track next by me. That's right, old ass key. Yep.
You can live your life. Walk along the crowded street. But the city really ain't no bigger. Than the friendly people that you might be a sweet young, pretty. At the dances, you can't keep your seat. But if dances don't lead to romance, you might be a stone expert at kissing. But it don't do too much good to be talking. Brother, when there ain't no we
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the WCNN Walking in Purpose with Angela, live from Lagos, Nigeria. Y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 and join the conversation. We got caller number 5 in queue. Caller number 5, if you would please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace. This is Huni Barkatun, also known as the Magic Man. How you doing, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame enshrinee? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yes, you are. Yes, indeed, you are. Honor to you, your special honored guest, and much divine love to Cheryl LeGrand. I'm telling you, you're talking about someone very, very inspirational. Every time I hear your voice, keep doing what you're doing because it's inspiring to all of us. I just want to say many people come into this world not knowing what they ought to do when they get here. And later on, we grow into what we need to become in order to do what we need to do during our visit here. And that's kind of putting it mildly. A lot of the things in which we go through, the ups and downs, the many different twists and turns on this roller coaster ride called life, it's more in time for each and every one of us to become more of a conductor instead of just sitting at the window seat, meaning that we have a great sense of control that most of us were never, ever taught that. So bottom line, we have that choice. I'm also a host of We Will Aware You. As always, when your show ends, my show begins, which will be tomorrow at 9:30. And I'll be speaking about a reason and a time to kill, saving our children.
Wow. Great topic. Great topic. And thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime in so much more, y'all. I don't know all the accolades, but he got a lot of them, too. I tell you, they stick me between two amazing individuals. They got so much going on, I have no choice but to show up. But because they make me show up, I have to show up. So I'm grateful for people like
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, broadcasting this, Rodney. Wait a minute, broadcasting this, Rodney, for the class of 2023. Let's talk about Huni Barkatun. He is the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner. 2018-2020. Imagine that in the history of our network. And of course, you know, enshrinee, lifetime achiever, you know, and this is my brother. And before we go into Ngozi time and, you know, Blossom's final thoughts, Angie, you came up with an outstanding thesis tonight for this show. You know, healing is very important, definitely in our community. Africans who live in America through the diaspora that brought us here. We're African people. We're not African-American. We're African people who are brought here. And for all the African people that live in America, since the diaspora, and all the heartaches and pains we've been through, you know, Blossom Rogers is the poster child of that. Let me explain what I'm about to say, Blossom. Through the hatred for us here, not being citizens, right, Angie? You grew up in Dixie. You know what I'm talking about. We have to fight every day just to be human beings. And they put things in our community because they know we're going through things, and sometimes we succumb to those things, right? I already said my testimony, so did Blossom. Look at the greatness of Blossom Rogers. Let me just say this right now, the greatness of her. Going through everything and looking at the profile that I put across, you know, the internet, you would never believe that beautiful black woman went through that. That shows refinement. That is pure gold, like the word says. You would never think that that beautiful black woman went through the horrors and the detriment to her own life. But look at her now. That is the greatness of Angela Thomas Smith bringing, you know, listening to the ear to bring you on this network tonight. Historic network that's been here for 10 years, the outstanding WBNN. We are Beverly Nation. And this is a very compelling and historical moment, Angela Thomas Smith. So I'm telling you, Angie, like I told Angie when she, you know, was elected to the Hall of Fame, what will you do to be greater than you're enshrining? This is proof tonight. This is a great observation and a great thesis tonight. I'm proud of Angela Thomas Smith. She is someone to look up to. You know, she's trying to play it off always. She always try to play it off. This woman here, even though sometimes she might be aloof, and, you know, sometimes people might think she's nonchalant, but she really works hard because she's humble. That's that Aries in her. And I understand it. This is a great woman. The outstanding former commissioner of our network, Blossom Rogers, okay, third reigning commissioner, went through a hard time during COVID, and she was our commissioner, a person that listened to what I had to tell her, and now she's her own general managing partner of the Crew Podcast and all that jazz. But she's home right here at WBNN. So we thank Blossom Rogers for what she's done on a constant basis and all the things she's, you know, working through. Man, you're great, Blossom. You're just amazing. Now it's time for final thought, and I will be back with my big old mouth where it goes to
time. All right. Thank you.
Well, Blossom, I definitely want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. Know that this will not be the last time. I'm definitely going to have you back in 2024. To share with on. It is just an honor and a privilege to know you, to hear your story, and to watch what God can and will do, and to just be able to spread hope, because there's somebody out there that is doing this season that is hopeless, and they tuned in tonight, and they was able to grab a nugget. They was able to grab and walk away with something. I want you, before we close out, before you give all of how people can connect with you and all of that, I want you to share something inspirational, something that will encourage that person that may be on the verge of giving up, season where suicide is high. And a lot of people are going through. So I want you to share something, encouragement, and then I want you to share how people can follow you and support the things you have going on.
Well, first of all, like I said, I give God all the glory and the honor. I tip my hat to each one of you. I thank you for all the kind words. When I tell you God is good, I lived under a bridge in the back seat of my car. It was a 1993 Dynasty. And I want you to catch this in the spirit. I slept in the back seat, always in a fetal position. To this day, I have to remind myself, Blossom, straighten your legs out. Being in a fetal position, the enemy wanted to keep us bound. But when Jesus went to the cross, he freed us. So I want you to come from up, stop being bound, stop being in a fetal position, straighten out so you can live out. Come from up under your bridge, walk over your bridge to your destiny. You have so much inside of you. Ask God, what am I supposed to be doing? Your bridge might not be mine, and mine might not be yours, but we all got a bridge, and we can come from up under that bridge. And like I said, with that, tell yourself, I love you. If you want to reach me, you can hit me up on my cell phone number, which is 305-753-8164. Hit me up on Facebook, Blossom Rogers, Instagram, Blossom Rogers. Remember that name, y'all, because it's going to be big. I'm telling you, remember Blossom. If you want to send me an email, BLOS2White@yahoo.com. And like I said, come from up under your bridge and live.
Well, it is, and Goldie time, and again, thank you so much, Blossom, for gracing us on tonight.
La, 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 la. I only want to love you. please don't push me away. Let me in your life. I wasn't there when he heard you, so why should I have to pay? Let me in your life. I wanna share your tomorrow. So I must beg you today, if he's the cause your sorrow, be glad that he's gone away. I need someone, let me love you. Please don't push me away.
One and only Bill Withers. I was so entranced to do this soundtrack tonight because I knew in my heart and spirit that he's the one that really, really embodied this topic tonight. Healing, man, and Bill Withers, man. May he rest in peace. You know, songwriter, Hall of Famer, Grammy Hall of Famer. That second album, Still Bill, that I played to you tonight. Two iconic songs. Two songs are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Use Me and Lean on Me. Imagine that. Slash Fork, West Virginia. Mr. Bill Withers. I love you, man. I really do. And you know, being a DJ, I'm telling you that those are the things that really, really inspire me. I love what I do, man. This is, you know, like, this is playground for me. Every night, I get a chance to produce shows, man. Are you kidding me? This is Disneyland for me, man. And to have the 2023 Anna Waddell Award for Excellence recipient, our overall host of the year, and most importantly, the 2023 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting enshrining, and a person that's already, you know, part of a legend, you know. She's now in rarefied air. And I'm so proud of Angela Thomas Smith. She's just a person that I love and respect, and I love her to life. And again, congratulations to your accolades, because it's so well deserved. Tomorrow night, we come back on with a young lady. You know, with, oops. You know, I think it's Friday. But anyway, we come back. You can't call that man a young lady, but tomorrow night, we come back with the Lifetime Achiever for the put in that in the Radio Hall of Fame, the class of 2022, a two-time Anna Waddell Award winner, and also an enshrining in 2020. My man, my mellow, he gets on the mic, and we don't eat jello. His name is the master, Tar, outstanding, Magic Man Haru, Huni Bakasun, and a show that's been on since 2017. Now he is our elder statesman of our network. You know, next year will be amazing. I can't believe it. 7 years on the air in May. Oh, my God, where has time gone? And it's so wonderful because we celebrate 11 years next year on February 4th on Beverly Nation, you know, anniversary week. But tomorrow night we will wear you 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on the one and only Beverly Nation Hour. A lot of people want to reach me. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Like Barack Obama. Yes, you can. I have a new website for all you guys to go on and, you know, and reach me, you know, by, you know, email. And it's docla2023@outlook.com. Of course, it's docla2023@outlook.com. So you can reach me there. My emails are going beyond. It's like, pyong, you know, it is what it is. Thank you to my wonderful assistant that should not be named because it's not your business. And I appreciate that person. Again, we will wear you 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. Of course, WBNN has advertised to and goes to Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. All of Dolly Malema goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or want for program tonight? Oh, like they lay, that goes to my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Oladele Malewa and Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the class of 2023, International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, the outstanding Angela Thomas Smith.
Well, I want to thank everyone that tuned in on tonight. Again, I have to thank Blossom Rogers and Stephanie Johnson Rice for stopping by and sharing with us. I tell you, this has been an amazing year journey. I want to thank everyone that supported me here at Walking in Purpose with Angela. I tell you, I cannot wait to see what God has in store for 2024. And I'm just excited. Thank you, guys. See you back in the new year. Love you guys.
My friend, yeah, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff. Use me up.